This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. It's 6:45. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Phillies superstar Ryan Howard has likely played his last game in a Philadelphia Phillies uniform. WHYY's J. Scott Smith reports Howard has a legacy that will go far beyond Citizens Bank Park.
It was one last chance to honor a man who has meant so much to Philadelphia baseball fans.
Number six, Phillies first baseman.
Howard is the lone remaining player from the 2008 World Series champions. The city and the team showed its brotherly love for the man affectionately called the Big Piece.
I want to thank you because I've grown with all of you. My family has grown with all of you.
After 12 seasons, Howard's contract option will not be picked up, and he'll become a free agent. And while Howard's impact on the field, such as the 58 home runs he hit in 2006, will be remembered for a long time in Philadelphia, he's built a legacy off the field, too. In July, the Ryan Howard Training Center was officially unveiled at South Philadelphia's Marian Anderson Recreation Center in conjunction with the city, the Phillies, and Major League Baseball.
You know, my grandmother taught me as a young man that an idle mind is a devil's workshop.
That's City Councilman Kenyatta Johnson, whose office worked with the Phillies and Major League Baseball to secure $350,000 to help build the center. The center will help support the Phillies' RBI program, which is geared to get more kids in urban neighborhoods interested in the sport of baseball.
This facility will allow the young people that participate in the Phillies' RBI team the opportunity to get involved in something that's positive, and hopefully we'll have the next Ryan Howard.
Howard grew up in St. Louis, idolizing African-American superstars such as Ozzie Smith, Ken Griffey Jr., Barry Bonds, and the late Tony Gwynn. Currently, however, the percentage of black players in MLB is at an all-time low at just 8%.
We've got to get baseball everywhere. You know, this is just one stop, and hopefully trying to create a few of these to where we can have them all across Philadelphia and all across the United States.
Along with the popularity of basketball and football, baseball is often seen as too expensive a sport to play due to the equipment, training, and travel needs.
Because I remember when I was their age and, you know, some of the batting cages that I hit in and whatnot, you know, weren't the best type situations. So, I mean, it's just being able to try to provide that opportunity for them to have a good place to come and try to work out.
So even if he ends up playing in another city next season, Howard is hoping to help inspire more Philadelphia kids to pick up a glove and pick up a bat. For WHYY News, I'm J. Scott Smith.